Kum lenin ablak gemara, the very first words in line
28.
So, if somebody sanctifies a female for a carbon oile, or lepischa a carbon pesach, or lashamay a carbon asham, these are all three kabbanas that are only masculine, male, and he brought a female animal. Oisa tmura, it still became holy to a degree, and therefore you can make a swap. But Rav Shimon says lo oilasa isa tmura. When it comes to an oile, you can make a tmura. But lepischa lashamay ain't oisa tmura. It comes to carbon pesach, and it comes to carbon asham. We're doing over the last part we did yesterday. Comes to carbon asham. You cannot make a swap. You know why? Says Rav Shimon, because it did not become kodesh. It's a female. She ain't lo dava oisa tmura el haray listayv. The only thing that can make tmura is something it wanders about in order to contract the movement. In other words, it happened some kedusha to it. So therefore, even though it itself cannot be a carbon, you can swap it something else. But it has to be itself holy. But a female for an asham and a pesach, nothing happens. Because it's the name of asham, the name of pesach, does not chal on the animal at all. But when it comes to a female, and you set aside a female, so therefore there's nothing to swap. And you can sell it without even waiting for a mum. That in itself is a mum. I disagree with you. Comes to carbon pesach. What do you do with the leftover pesach? You bring it to shlamim. So therefore, since it's shaykh a shlamim by carbon pesach, and a shlamim can be a female, so even though this particular carbon can be brought as a carbon, but the idea can be a little bit kedusha is there. Says the gemara. Why doesn't he say I disagree with him in Oshim as well? Why doesn't he say I disagree with Rav Shimon? Because also the leftover of an Oshim can be brought as an oil. So therefore, not only Karim Pesach, but also an Oshim. If you had one, you set it aside, then you lost, and you put it on another one. Then you found the first one. What do? You let it wait till have a mum, and then you bring an oil with it. So the female of an asham has a connection to an oila, right? You sell it with the money, you bring an oila. So the chayda, there is some kedushas that goofy. Why can't you swap? Says the gemara, Rebbe saw the karabon. How many moises need with tziburazi? What happens left over money? You buy an oila, but not the private, but communal. There ain't tamura but tzibur, and that can't be swapped. Okay, just we're up to Kasalka data. We thought, Hainu time of Rav Shimon. What's the logic of Rav Shimon? Gabi mafresh nekevil alose. Why does Rav Shimon hold if you set aside a female for an oila, which the chayit is not shaykh? Yet he holds that some kedusha came on it and you can swap it. Because he could be have an oila by an oila saif. If he brings a bird, if he's very poor, it could be female. El Miatif, so that's a logic, but Kohen Gadol, when it comes to a high priest, Shehifrish Poro Le Poro, if you set aside of a female, you know, cow for his ox that he has to bring on Pes on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, and that has to be a male. He brought a female tikdash. Nevertheless, it should become holy because Ha'ika Poros Chatos could be fine. But by a Chatos, we find a female as well. We find paraduma. Paraduma is a female. Says the Gemara, paraduma is different. You know what paraduma is different? There's no such thing by a part of Aaron HaKohen, the idea of a female. I paraduma, kotche bede kabayi. So paraduma is not a carbon. It's part of the maintenance base of Migdash. So the Kohen can become pure, the Kohen can become pure. And it was never brought to Mizbech. It's not really bede kabayi, but it's never brought to Mizbech. So therefore, it's not shaykh at all a female by a part of Yom Kippur, which is the Chattas. By Chattas, you don't have a female at all. Part of them doesn't count. So the Gemara, the Kachar Bebaila, I was into the Kachar Bebaila, can I make it Mura? Okay, what about a Yachid, Shehifri Sir, a Yachid has to bring a female for his carbon, and Yachifri Sayil, and he brought, if a Yachid for his Chattas has to bring a female, and he brought a male, Tigdor should become holy, the Ikosir Nasi, Kabay Nasi, the other way around, he has to bring a male. So since it's shaykh, the concept of a karma chattas, male, every yid brings a chattas is a female. An ashram is a male, a chattas is a female. But a nasi brings a male. So shaykh chattas to a male. So it should be kodesh. Or inami faket, nasi, for nasi, he frees the idol, if a nasi brought a female. Tigdish should become holy. The hayachin mafri seidel, because the chattas is shaykh to remain the female. So the Gemara says, that's different. You know why? Hani Telegufanino. It's two different people. This is a Nasi, it's an ordinary person. Two different people altogether. But in the same person, we don't find, buying oil the same person, if he's rich or he's poor, he brings either a cow or he brings a bird. Over here, it's two different people. So the Gemara, what about the same person? What about Chotu, a person who sinned at Shalom Nismana before he was appointed Rav Chof, middle of the page. If a person sinned before he became a Nossi, as an ordinary person, he brings a female for a Chatas. As a Nossi, he brings a male. So if by mistake he brought a male, and the din is you have to bring according to the time of the Avera, which was an ordinary person, he bring a female. Kimafi, sorry, listen, Nossi. But if you brought a male, Tikdush, it's the same person. The whole iluchata hashta. But so you see, if he was sin today, he would have to bring a male. So luchayli shaych to him a male. Hal luchata luchayi. But if he didn't sin, so the Gemara says the fact is he didn't sin. What do you mean if he would have sinned? But he didn't sin. Therefore, right now there's no male shaych to this thing. He sinned as an ordinary person. As an ordinary person, there's no male for a karmachata. So therefore, if you took a male for kermachatas, there's no kedusha and you cannot swap it. So hachanam here too. Halav oilas oif kemaisi. So what do you tell me by an oif? If he took a female and set aside for an oila, it's because if you'd be very poor, he can bring an oila so oif. But the fact is he's not. So the fact is that there's no oila by a female for this person. So the Gemara. Now we learned how you lie oil. If a guy says stam, I take upon myself a voluntary oil. But he didn't specify what kind of carbon. We don't say let's look at how much money he has. He's according to this opinion, you have a kevis. Since he didn't specify, he always brings a sheep, the middle one. No, not the most expensive an animal, not the cheapest a bird, he brings a sheep. But he can bring a bird. In other words, every person, no matter how rich you are, can bring a bird for an oila, for a voluntary oila, and there is no difference, male or female. So therefore, every person is shaykh to have an oila on the keva. Says the Gemara, what happens if somebody sanctified, consecrated all of his assets? The hoya behen, included in his assets were a behemoth. It was an animal, ruya the gabim mizbech. There were animals that could have been brought to mizbech, and it was unblemished. Is the zecharim in the caves? They had males and females. Is Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer, this is what you do. Zecharim, when it comes to the males, they're suitable for the mizbeach for certain kabbanas. You machru, you sell them. The tzarche oilas, you sell them, and they themselves should be bought by somebody who needs to bring an oila. And with the money, we'll see in a minute. When the caves, if it's female, you sell it again to someone who needs a carbon that you can use a female. You machru the tzarche shlamim, sell to somebody who needs a carbon shlamim. Because Rabbi Lezer holds stam, if you stam donate everything, it's all better kabais. It means it's all the money to the Beis Hamikdash. But if the animal is suitable mizbeach, you have to sell to somebody who will use it for a carbon that's suitable, male or female. That's only two of it, by Tumah and by Shavuah. By Shavuah, if you swore false. That's called carbon oil of a yoda. Yeah, that's right. Says the right. And Rabbi Lezer says, what do you do with the money? If you donate stam your assets to Beit HaKabayis, everything in there, including your animals, will go to the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. But because it's an animal, it's suitable to Mizbeach, you need to sell to somebody who can use it on the Mizbeach. So male, you sell it as an oiler, a female, you sell it as a shlamim. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Rabbi Shua says the animals are different than everything, all the other assets. Zecharim atzman yikrevu. If it's a male, then it should itself should be brought up as an oiler. Don't sell it to somebody else. It's not better kabayis. The animals don't go to the maintenance base of Migdash. The animals, since it was suitable to the bear, they go straight to the bear. But the cave, since the cave cannot be an oiler, what do you do in the cave, a voluntary oiler? Those you sell, you machru, the tzorch shlami, sell to somebody who needs a shlami. But what do you do with the money? The yavi bidmein oilus. With the money, you buy oilus because it does not go to the Beit HaKabayis. It goes to the Mizbech. Why? Because we say menastam, even though you didn't specify, all the animals there belong to the Mizbech. Vishar nechassim mipul Beit HaKabayis. All the other assets should go to the Beit HaKabayis. Omel l'chi barabba l'Rabbi Yechanan. L'chi barabba says Rabbi Yechanan. L'Rabbi Yeshua. The Omer. So Rabbi Chibar Abba says Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Shua, the Amar, he says, Zuchorim at Rabbi Shua holds that the animals all connected to the Mizbech. So therefore, the males, Atzman Yikrivu Oilus, the males themselves be born Oilus, but in the Kavis, what do you do in the Kavis? Heichim Mikavah Shalom, you said you sell it, the behemoth, you sell it to somebody who wants a Shalomim. Right, because you cannot donate as an Oilus, it's a female. And since Stam, all the animals are oilers. But it's a female, as if you set aside a female for an oiler, and a female for an oiler is rejected. So how could you turn it into a shlamim? The fact that you say the males go directly to Mizbech, that means that you hold, when you set aside the animals, it automatically connected to the Mizbech. So therefore, and the females, as if Osi set it aside for the Mizbech for Noila. So how can you turn around and turn the Shlamim? The din is that you have to let her wander about, contract the Mum, and then you sell it. Another version of the question was, he's saying the Kedushas Haguf Agdashinu must be that the animals itself became sacred. That's why the male animal goes straight to Mizbech. He can't sell it. Why are you selling Shlomi? Let it wander about and get a Mum because it's holy, and you set aside a female for an Oiler. You can't just turn around and make it a Shlomi. It's holy. You have to let it get a Mum, and then you sell it. Same question. But boy, what's he called? To boy your deal, you have to wait till it gets a Mum. Same idea. The wording will be different. Amalei, he said to him, Rabbi Yechon answers, Rabbi Yeshua Savalok Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua holds, when you set aside a female for an oiler, since it's not shaykh at all, nothing happened. Therefore, you don't have to wait for it to Mum. You can sell it straight away without a Mum. That's the greatest Mum. The greatest Mum is that it can't make it. It's a female. For an oiler, a female is a Mum. Exactly, no kedusha at all. Dama committed lechazel lelegufa. If it's not suitable at all for itself to be on the mizbeach, le'nachtel lekedusha leguf. There's no kedusha at all. You don't need to. What do you call it? Wait for it has a mum. That now we learned. Rabbi Shimon, I met Timachah shalay b'mum. We had before. Rabbi Shimon holds. You sell it without even a mum. If it comes to a female, kivon de lechazel nekeva la'asha le'nachtel lekedusha leguf. Since it's not suitable for an asham, talking about an asham, an asham, a female cannot be an asham. An oiler is different, we said, because an oiler, shame oiler on the mother by a bird. But an asham is not shaykh at all, and therefore there's no kedusha at all. Says the Gemara, no, but that's an asham. We're talking about an oiler. Hey, madam, Rav Shimon, gab in the cave, la asham. When's Rav Shimon say that nothing happened at all in the kedusha when it comes to an asham, because there's never a female shaykh to an asham? The lekashem asham alimoy, ava gab in the cave. When it comes to the cave, la oiler, the ikashem oiler alimoy. But when it comes to the cave by an oiler, we said Rav Shimon is moida, since it's shaykh and oiler, if it's a bird could be a female as well. And if Rav Shimon moida, there's something holy here. So my question goes back. If all the animals automatically become an oiler, one of them is a female, and you're telling me sells the Shlomim, how? You have to wait till it gets a Mum. Even Rav Shimon is made when it comes to an oiler in the cave, if some Kedusha happened there, at least a modicum of Kedusha, to the extent that you have to wait till it gets a Mum. But furthermore, Rav Shimon clearly says that for an oiler, that if you set aside in a cave a female for an oiler, that the oiler, that animal can become a Tumura, can transfer Kedusha, because there's some Kedusha there. Amalei, he said to him, you're right. Rabbi Yeshua, Sava lo ke'idach tana lib Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Shimon that we just quoted. He holds like another version of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Amen, Meshum, Rabbi Shimon, af lei lasei ein oise tmura. That even for an oiler, it doesn't make a tmura. That even for an oiler, there's no tmura. There's another version of Shimon that even oiler, we don't say, oh, because it's shaykh, the female, by a bird. You don't say
so
that.
He's saying in any case, there's
not. We're right now, it's not shaykh. Exactly. That's right. You can make a tmura, and therefore you can sell shlamim. You don't have to wait till it has a mum. Mishnah. Tmuras osham. What about the tmura of an osham? Vlad, tmura. The tmura of an osham. Remember, you know, make a tamura. Now we had before a rule, anything where chatas dies, like a tamura of a chatas dies by an asham, you let wander about. So these are the corresponding parts of an asham, which is like a chatas. But chatas, all five of them die. What do we do with them by an asham? So tamura's asham, male or female, it doesn't make a difference. You let it wander about. Alochum asham mesina. We said before, gemidi that kol shem chatas mesa is ba asham tira. So you let it wander about, or a vlad tamura, or the child, or the vlad, the offspring of a tamura, for example. You hakamin offspring, unless it was a female. Now, even though a female is not shaykh to an asham, nevertheless, this follows the pin holds that well, that something happened. Vlad don, at save kol el, the future generations is zero. Let it wander about at chi taibu until it has a mum. The yimochri, you sell it, and what do you do with the money? The yiplu dam of ledava, and you buy a communal oila. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says, Yomusu, I hold that just like a karma chattas, these animals of, you know, a tamura of an asham. Should die just like a chattas. I don't hold of this thing of yida achi yistaibu. I hold that it should die.
But should die means b'kedushasai, or should die? You got to put it to death.
No. You take it, you put it in a kippah, and you let it die. Just like the thing to do with the chattas. It's and that's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, I'm very confusing. Rabbi Lezer says yavi b'damei oilas. He says not, it doesn't go to the money, it does not go to the communal. I agree also that I wonder about the seller, but what do you do with the money? Not communal oilus, you keep it for yourself. To bring your own mandatory, obligatory oilus. Says the Gemara, in the next case, Oshem Shemesa Baila. A few other examples that we had by Echatas. If the owner died before you had a chance to bring it, so there's no guilt offering anymore, or Shekipra Baila, if he lost it, brought another carbon, and now they found it, so the Baila says, Chape. What do you do by Echatas? You let it die. You do what she's died. Well, again, you let it wander about till the Ketraxamumbi, Mochri, you sell it. The Yiplu Dumbovel and the Dove, and let the money fall into the Dove. Rabbi Lezer, I Rabbi Lezer says, Yemusa, the same machlek as before. Why we broke up the two parts? We'll see the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer says, let it die. Rabbi Lezer, I may, Yavi, but the Rabbi Lezer, no, you bring your own oilus with this money, not communal oilus. The Gemara says, what's the difference? What's the machlek? Is it your own oilu or communal oilu? Well, the afna there's oilu. When we said before the Tanakama, you give it as a donation, what do you think you do with the money? Donation. And you buy the money, karbonis oilus for the Mizbeach. So what's Rabbi Lezer or Rabbi Lezer arguing? What's the difference? The difference is, was it a communal oiler or a private oiler? Elabas manji, but oiler, if it comes as a private oiler, same mechalav, you do smicha, requires smicha, or maybe in the sachim, requires your own libations when it's a chemish, like comes from you. And if you were a koyin, and if you were a koyin, the one who set aside the asham, and let's say you got to kapar with another one, and then this one here. You set aside to wander about and you bought within an oiler. The work of that oiler, and since it's your own private carbon, and the hide is yours. It's his. Why? Because you'll bring it yourself. Even though it's not your week of the service, we learned before that your own private carbon is any coin, any time of the year, can go ahead and bring his own carbon and gets to keep all the fringe benefits of a coin, whenever he wants. If it's a communal oiler, first of all, communal oilers is voluntary kabbonis we keep on the mizbech. It's a ketzah mizbech, dessert from mizbech. Those, there's no smicha for. It's a korban sicha, there's no smicha. Except a few exceptions. And number two is, you don't bring any libations, even though there is libations, they come from the communal coffers. When it's a chem, mishal tzibur, any libations come from the communal coffers. Afa pishu koyen, and even though you're a koyen. And even though you're a kohen, you have no rights to it. It belongs to the kohenim who serve us that day. The people who work that day, says the Gemara, why do you have to break it up into a...
He's not allowed to do the avodah with it either. Mm-hmm. It's the Anshei Mishmer.
Exactly. It's not, you know, if it's your private carbon, any day of the year you come, even though it's not your week, you can do whatever you want. If it's a communal, you can't come in. Even though you're the one who brought it, it doesn't matter. You're no different than any other Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Tzicha, why do we need to break up the Mishnah and have Rabbi Lezer arguing? In the first case, we said Rabbi Lezer says Yamusu, and then he dies in the case of a Tamura. In the second case, when he says that the Bailam Rei were forgiven, again, he says Yamusu. Why do you have to argue in both cases? Once we know one, we already understand that he holds that there is a nexus between Osham and Chatas and have the same dinim. Tzicha, the Yashmin Osham Bahafi only knew the din. That if, let's say, the Bailam were atoned, that you let it die. So say, you know why? But how come Rabbi Lezer, Yemusu, you know why he says should die? Mishnah the Gozar, he's worried, La'acha kapore, otu lifne kapore. He's worried that if we let the animal wander about, let's say you lost the animal, you brought another animal, and you were mocked of it, and then you have the first animal, and what do you call it? And now if we would say, let the animal wander about, we're scared, we're scared that next time, before you brought up the second animal, you found the first animal, and you think, well, the second animal, let's say, had a mum or whatever it is, the second animal, I'll sell it right now and bring an oiler. Before you brought the first animal, this whole din that has a mum, you sell it and you turn it into an oiler, is only after you and his chaper. But what happens if you found the other animal before you and his chaper, or had a mum before his chaper, you're going to let it wander about. And you think that the din is, well, the money, I'm going to buy you an oiler, but the din is only after you were atoned, not before. So therefore, we are going to, after kapore, otto lifa kapore, avo gabe tumuras. But when it comes to tumuras osham, when it comes to the tumur of an osham, or vla tumuras, when it comes to these other cases, there's no gzeda, even moida means moida rabbana, you're right. You don't have to, you let it wander about, there's no gzeda, no reason to make a gzeda. Viyashmin Osman knew the first case, but how come Rabban Dirbana argue over the Rabban Mekel? Because there's nothing to be worried about. Avagabi Osham, when it comes to the case in his Chapra Balaam, may Rabban agree. Let's worry that if we're going to tell him that he can wander about and sell it and the money buy an oiler, he'll do the next time, even before he was forgiven with the other carbon. And it's a mistake. May Rabban Blazer, see if you need both cases. Only after the kapara, I hold take before the kapara. If you, let's say, found and recovered the animal, and you weren't as happy at divrei hakol, everyone agrees who atzma yikrev asham, that the vlad of the tamura can be brought as an asham. If you lost the first one, in other words, you lost the first one, and all you have there is the vlad of a tamura, you can bring that up as an asham. The whole machlek is here, you already, you know, you found the vlad of tamura, and you have the original one, so therefore the vlad of tamura, either you kill it or you let it wander about. But if you didn't yet bring up the first one, or the first one got a mum, or you lost the first one, and all you have now is a tamura, and the vlad, the tamura is a female, and they can't bring it up, but it has a vlad, everyone agrees you could bring that vlad. I disagree with you totally. First of all, what does it make sense? You did an aveda, you made a tamura, and this is the offspring of that tamura. You want to benefit him? You want to say, don't worry about you lost your original ashram, use that?
You asked this question in the first tamura.
But this isn't chapa. It's the first time we're doing kapara. Usually an oila is not a kapara, voluntary oila. You're being a nice guy. This is like a kapara. It's like a patch upon him. As Rashi says, all of those are not kaparas. They're just voluntary. This is a kapara. Oid. We learned before Hananya says to support Shema Levi, everyone agrees that the future down Vladas you cannot bring at all. So how can you bring the Vlad of a Tumura? This is what I say. You say, the name of Rabavu. Machleik is the whole machleik is kaidin kapore, whether you let it die or whether you let it wander about. But once you atoned, who atzmei kod of oyle, it itself you brought as an oyle, not as an oshem, as an oyle. And that's not a problem. But turn up Hanani, the Suda of Shubba Levi. I, Rabbi Hanani, support the Shulam Levi that you cannot bring the second generation. This is the second generation. The Tamura itself is the first generation, and the Vlad is one of the second generation. How can you bring as an oila? So Gemara says, Kashe, good question. So you have two ovens. Rab Ovin, the son of Chia, asked the question of Ovin, son of Kana. He finished Nekeva La'oshim. Let's say he set aside a female as an oshim, which is not Shaykh. B'no, its son, Ma'u Sheyikr of oila. Its son, not the Tamura, but its son, can you be Makriv as an oila? Says the Gemara, why can't we resolve Rabbi Chanina? I'm a Moida Rabbi Lezer. He says Rabbi Lezer is Moida. Evident by carbon oil, that he says that if you made a female for carbon oil, Rabbi Lezer is Moida, you can set aside because the shame oil is there. It was called Loishmile. So what's the problem? He didn't hear that thing. He didn't hear that if you set aside in the cave of the Vlad, he didn't hear that din or didn't agree with it. Amalei Benar, carbon oil. Said, yes, the son can be rosin oil. Why can't he run oila? Because the shame oila is shaykh to the mother by a bird. He said back to him, what are you talking about? Ad can look on Rabbi Lezer el mafish the cave oila. When did Rabbi Lezer say his din? You were mafish by an oila on the cave for an oila. The ikah shame oila because the mother is shaykh to an oila. Abu Gabi Ashim, we're talking about an Ashim over here. There's no shame Ashim by female at all. Navas, what do you do with the animal? You let it wander about, and with the money you buy an oila. But that's not the original animal. The original was an Ashim. The lekah shame oila limud. I mean, I feel about moida that the sun is nothing. You cannot do anything with the sun. There's no kedusha at all. Umblay, he said to him, time with the Rabbi Lezer, I'm sure the shame oila limud. I disagree with you. I don't think the reason is because there's a name of an oila on the mother. El moshu the chazi lahakrova. The son is suited to be his bayach. Therefore, if that's the vod by an oila, the same vod is by an Ashim. Even though the mother was in the cave, but the offspring is a male, so therefore you can bring it as an Ashim. But hanami chazi lahakrova. That's his vod. Ask a question. Ace, we learned vlodon vivlad vlodon sego oilam yavi bidmein oila. You bring the money in oila. L'chayde, it seems clear to me, but mayan in atzmeloy said clearly that only with the money, not is. You just told me that the offspring, if it's a male, you can bring it as an osham. It says clearly here that future offspring forevermore, you can never bring as a carbon. You only can sell it with the money. Clearly that even if it was a male further down the track, and it's suitable for the mizbeach, he cannot bring it. And the reason is because there's no shame oila on this mother. So he says, Hachem is she yold in a cave. He's talking about that the offspring was also another female. And the ad sefer oilam la oila chazach. Are you going to tell me that forevermore only it has females? Amalei b'shanina shinu dechuki bavloi. You know what? You're from Bavel. I'm going to give you one of the Bavel's answers. All these weird answers. Keep going. She yold in the cave is ad sefer oilam. Let us say that it had the cave is exactly. It only had female up until the end of the world.
He didn't like the Babylonian
club shop. Exactly. Okay, we'll stop here. Do you want to move? Smart ass.